How do I make the Word of God my life supply? The scripture reading is taken from James chapter 1, verse 22, and it reads, "Be doers of the word and not hearers, only deceiving yourselves." I did a lot of that. But hear and not do. This message has 6 points. Point number one, we are to store the word of God in our hearts. Point number two, meditate on the word of God. Point number three, talk about the word of God. Point number four, go to a place or places where God's word is faithfully taught. And I could see that is done here. Point number five, obey the word of God. And I could attest that many times in the past, I was a goat and not a sheep. I would do what I want and not what the master says. And point number six, set aside time to read the Bible and pray. So we start at point number one, which is to store the word of God in our hearts. We do that not just by listening or reading scriptures. This isn't enough. True faith requires active, daily obedience and applying God's word to our actions, choices, and behavior to avoid deceiving ourselves. We must be active and not passive consumption of religious teachings. It is a command to act on what is learned. David the psalmist says in Psalms 119 verse 11, "I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." So it is of great importance for us to make time to spend with and in the word of God. Point number two, we must meditate on the word of God. Meditation from a biblical standpoint is studying and understanding the truth that you read. It is also related to memorizing and storing God's word in our hearts. Then we take those stored words and use them as a means of worship, praying and praising God. Psalms 119 verses 15, 16 and 17 says, "I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word." And in Psalms 119 verse 27, he says, "Cause me to understand the way of your precepts, that I may meditate on your wonderful deeds." We are to seek a deeper insight to understand God's word. Point number three, talk about the word of God. Now, because we meditate and store the word of God in our hearts, which is our spirit, mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 and 27. It says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your stony, your heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. And verse 27 says, and I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. This is a promise of transformation that will take place when God replaces our stubborn, stony heart with a responsive heart of flesh. Point number four, go to a place or places where the Word of God is faithfully taught, where we are fed spiritual food. Psalms 25, verse 14 says, the Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. This verse encourages us to seek intimacy with God through reverence, promising that he would reveal his deeper purposes to us. It would not be wise for us to think that we may grow in the word without fellowshipping in a meeting hall where we are not being fed and we remained unskilled and being fed with milk and no strong food. We must be seekers so we may become walking epistles. Hallelujah. Point number five, obey the word of God. Many truths are not learned without obedience, and some truths are only learned in the midst of heartfelt faith motivated obedience. Psalms 119, verse 59, verse 60 and 61 says, when I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. Meaning, we recognize our mistakes and make a decision, a wise one at that, to change direction and align with God's word. Many times in my own personal life, I could attest to this happening with me. In my early stages in my walk, I would be fumbling and bumbling all over the place because I didn't align my thoughts, my actions with God's words. And I realized that I would just keep being defeated. And there came a time in my life when it was like a light bulb went in, but it wasn't a light bulb. It was me being attentive and trust and learning to trust the Lord for better outcomes. And even though the outcomes didn't align with what I thought I needed, I was able to accept it and still be happy. I didn't look at it as a defeat. I wasn't demoralized. I still learned that even in these times, I would give God praise. And I thank the Lord for this platform that I'm on right now, which is God. Because when I got here, I learned little things that impact my life and my walk in a tremendous way. A simple thing is, you don't need to prove to anybody that you're right. Sometimes you just need to stand still and be quiet and let God be God. Because I might argue, sometimes act ungodly, and the outcome is not one That's a winning outcome. But I realize that at times when I just need to stand still and shut up and let God do what he does, the outcome is totally different. Totally different. Small things, but big impacts. I thank the Lord that he has shown me that voice that I used to take for granted before I did things that was not aligned with the word of God. God showed me, listen, that's me. Before you do anything that is not pleasing to me, that voice you hear, or that thought that comes into you, that's me. I'm a God that speaks. And I thank God that on this platform, I have learned a tremendous among the things that have turned me in the right direction, the proper way to live, proper way to speak, to act with your brothers and sisters, even if you think you're right, is a godly way to go about doing things. And it has served me well. Points. Verse number 16. I hastened and did not delay to keep your commandments. This verse tells us that obedience should be immediate rather than delay. When you delay, you go through pain. Verse 61. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. This verse is encouraging us to be steadfast under pressure, even when faced with oppositions or traps. We should continue to live from the life of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Point six. Set aside a time to read the word of God and pray. Unless we set aside a time to dedicate ourselves to meditate, listen, and read the word of God, it will be difficult, if not impossible, to come to the fullness in the Lord. Psalms 119, verses 55, 62, 147, and 148, the psalmist says, I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law at night. It is a good time to reflect. It's quiet. At midnight, verse 62, at midnight I rise to praise you because of your righteous rules. This verse highlights intentional worship because it says, I rise and take, and takes place probably at night, while sleeping, you got up and decided to praise God, to have a little communion with God. Verse 147, I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. We should seek God's face before we start our daily activities. Hallelujah. Verse 148 says, My eyes stay upon through the night, watches that I may meditate on your promises. When we are troubled, and restless. Our Lord is always available to come to our rescue. Hallelujah. And in closing, in order for us to become walking epistles or a Talmud is a Hebrew word which referred to a devoted follower, and the plural is Talmudim, which is followers of a rabbi. In this case, it is Christ. Christ is our rabbi. We must do whatever it takes, whenever we can, make time. Nothing rewards the walk of a Talmud like storing the word of God in our hearts. Changes come into our lives when the word renews our mind, and our mind renewal only comes when by the Spirit. The word is constantly informing and correcting and changing the way we think and live. And that only comes as we meditate on God's word. We have to fill ourselves with word in order to share with others. Laziness is not rewarded with spiritual fullness. We are to see Christ, His kingdom, His righteousness, and His word, and everything else will be added.
Amen.
Doing what is God's word commands enduring hardship and putting pleasures of sin to death, because we believe that obedience to God is the path to lasting joy. We move from knowledge to heart obedience. So my brothers and sisters, if you want to have a vision, if you want to have the vision to see the lies of Satan and strength to say no to sin, you must feed on God's word. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Amen.